as we celebrate our annual Christmas programs here on Millennium of Music and the wonderful, I think, recent tradition of a Renaissance and a medieval Christmas, our beautiful plain chant for Christmas Day, the Puernatus Est Nobis, is a fantastic way to begin. That's the new recording with the Cardinals Music Ensemble, directed by our friend Andrew Carwood, dedicated to Talus and his setting of the Mass of Puernatus Est Nobis, a magnificent way to celebrate Christmas. Here on Millennium of Music, I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Let us hear the fantastic and exquisite Gloria from the Mass Puernatus Est Nobis, and then the Salvator Mundi Domini, one of the most famous works and one of the most challenging Latin works by Talus, the Savior of the world who has saved us today on this night, protect us and save us for all time, is for the Feast of Compline on Christmas Day, the hymn for that feast. The Talus Motet and the exquisite Gloria from the Mass with the Cardinals music, conducted by Andrew Carwood. Thank you. the Missa Puer Natus Est Nobis, with the beautiful performances by the Cardinals, music conducted by Andrew Carwood, music of Thomas Tallis, along with his motet Salvator Mundi for the Feast of Compline on Christmas Day, Christmas in the Renaissance this week on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Well, we turn into less familiar territory. Our friends at the Folger Consort have a new release taken from their 2013 Christmas celebrations. Now, this time around, the ensemble was working with the wonderful Cathedral Ensemble, directed by Michael McCarthy. It's out of the Washington National Cathedral, Michael, of course, being a great choral conductor. And it's all music from Spain in the New World. We will turn to a beautiful setting by Juan de Araujo to celebrate the birth of our Lord. And one of the villancicos that was written in the language of the Native American people, in this case, Gaspar Fernandez, Zicochi Conetzitle, and then back to Gaspar Fernandez for another one of those wonderful works where the tambourines celebrate the coming of the shepherds and, of course, the Christ child himself. Christmas in New Spain, the Folger Consort and the Cathedral Ensemble.
Thank you. Oh,
The Folger Consort and the Cathedra Ensemble, and that's from their recording Christmas in New Spain, one of our celebrations this week for Christmastide. Well, let us come from there to the world of 17th century Bohemia. This is a recording featuring the ensemble Tears of the Muses with the Ghostlight Quartet and Kathleen Cantrell soprano. All of these forces directed by Margaret Panofsky. We'll begin with some of the short and wonderful Christmas settings by Adam Michna, who lived from 1600 around to 1676. And then slightly later, two exact contemporaries of the early Baroque composer Heinrich Ignaz Franz von Bieber. We'll hear Václav Rovinsky, who lived around 1644 to 1718, and his exact contemporary, Jan Josef Bożnan. This is Christmas music from 17th century Bohemia.
Thank you. Jesličkom, ne bestiale, muzikom.
Christmas music from 17th century Bohemia, the Tears of the Muses, Kathleen Cantrell, and the Ghostlight Quartet. Very charming music as we celebrate our Christmastide this week. And in just a moment, some music you've never heard before. Always a fun thing, especially at Christmas time. Here on Millennium of Music, I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Our friends, the Suspicious Cheese Lords, are back in Terra Pax, Renaissance Music for Advent and Christmas. Gives us some recordings of pieces that had never been recorded before by some quite prominent composers, including Palestrina. I think none of us knew that the Mass based on his own motet, O Admirabile Commercium, had never been recorded before, and it is on this recording, as well as some very charming, rare works. The Hodie Christus Natus Est by Giovanni Maria Nannino, a younger Roman contemporary of Palestrina. We'll start with that work. We'll turn to two settings by the fabulous Jakub Handel, Jakobus Gallus, working in Bohemia, including a setting I had never even heard the text of before, Utinam de Rumperis, O you that would rend the heavens, and Come Down, Come Lord, Do Not Tarry. It's quite remarkable work. And his setting about the Magi Stella Quam Viderant. Then we'll turn to Francesco de Leal, who was a Florentine composer who actually wound up settling in Lyon, where there were a number of the trading community back and forth between Florence and the French. And finally, the beautiful setting by Georg Prener of the Hodie Christus Natus Est, born in Ljubljana, but employed in Vienna in the service of the Holy Roman Emperor Maximilian II. The Suspicious Cheese Lords in Terra Pax.
No. Thank you.
Yes, that is amazing for Christmas time to find so much material that had never been recorded, much of it of a very fine, very high order. That is the Suspicious Cheese Lords are recording In Terra Pax, Renaissance music for Advent in Christmas. And again, if you have any questions about any of these recordings and how to find them and how to find the different ensembles involved, you can always check out our website, www.millenniumofmusic.com. And we certainly appreciate it when you do. Very special blessings to you and yours for the season. We keep 12 days of Christmas, as I'm sure you remember, so there's yet more to come in the weeks ahead here on Millennium of Music. Our technical director is Christopher Drummond, and for the program, this has been your producer and host. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis.
Cum pisimus hominum